and she's just insane. Like, she's such a creative visionary. Like, I really hope that she gets her flowers someday, because everything she does is entirely independent, entirely self-funded, and just entirely revolutionary. So highly suggested that if you would so like, if you feel inclined, that you check out Salvia. If you want, no pressure, but I really love her. So this is going to be Pony by Salvia, while we wait for someone here. Was Pony by Salvia, from their new album that hasn't been released yet. They're just releasing singles. I don't know what the album will be called. I think it's like Orchid, but such a beautiful music video. I feel like to really appreciate Salvia's art, you have to like see it. So I'm actually gonna play one that doesn't have a music video, unfortunately. I hope it gets one someday. Kind of doubt it. But it's called Star Girl. I have a feeling like I will be here until 9:30, so that's all right. We're just gonna play some experimental music I've been listening to recently.
Saga. she talks to me. I don't feel it when you touch me. I'm alone when I'm in your home. We are grown, our love and I know. I'll be free alone. I'm so far from your control. Thought I needed you, but I don't. Can you face it? Can you let go? I'll be free alone. I'm so far from your control.
You creeped. You knew. But feed my food to see the stench behind the fence. You creeped, you knew. Sniff, sniff, my life is settled down.
But I'm sensitive. Coulda, could. Sedative, it's relative. Cause you rip all of my hair out. Cause I'm madder than I've ever been. I just wanna call you, but I know I can't.
Okay, I was gonna play Cry by Grimes, or Ash Nico featuring Grimes, but I now realize it's much too vulgar. So we're gonna switch over to Daisy 2.0 by Ash Nico and Hatsune Miku. Yeah, enjoy.
See me bratty, pet the kitty, call me catty. Make your man call me daddy. He talk too much, he's too chatty. CEO, I'm savvy. Respect the bitch, I'm a maverick. Flexible, so elastic. But don't you dare bend the bitch backwards. Plus I'm a king. Bow down and kiss on my ring. Being a bitch is my. What the fuck?
No, I'm sorry. I love Ash Nico, but yeah, okay. So before we tried to play Ash Nico, we heard Jasmine Bean's Are You Looking For Me Now? And then before Jasmine Bean, we heard Poppy play Destroy, feat. Grimes. So the lore behind this is that Poppy is like messy, or was messy in the industry. And I'm trying to remember, I watched a lore video on it in like 2020, 2021. And Poppy basically got a lot of hate for being a Mars Argo knockoff, but the thing was that like they both worked with the same guy, Titanic Sinclair, and he basically tried to create the same all-white android type like character through Mars Argo and then Poppy. And so when Poppy became more successful than Mars Argo, a lot of people were like, oh, you're just a knockoff. And then Mars Argo sued her for like Grimes and Poppy made Play Destroy, and then the lawsuit came out, and then I think Poppy was basically trying to make Grimes like take her side in it, where Grimes, I think, doesn't really have any morals and just wants to like be friends with everyone. Like, she's friends with like Johnny, like one of my favorite like undergrad singers, and she really like shouldn't be probably. But then Grimes is like, girl, you got me into a messy situation and you're trying to manipulate everyone, and we're just like, we can't interact now. And so they recorded Play Destroy, and it was released on Poppy's album Am I a Boy. Honestly, that's a good song. I'll play that next. It's called Am I a Girl? But it's on the same album. The album might be titled X, or it might be titled Am I a Boy or Am I a Girl? I forgot exactly. So then they said that they had recorded two songs, and the second one was never officially released, but a lot of people speculate that it was We Appreciate Power, that Grimes released on her album Miss Anthropocene with, I'm blanking on the name of who was officially released as the We Appreciate Power feature, but it is a feature, and it was something that Poppy would have definitely, like, ate up. Like, it's right up her alley. It talks about, like, supercomputers and power and, like, surrendering yourself and surrendering the world to, like, the rise of AI, which is so up Poppy's alley. And so a lot of people were saying that, like, they recorded the song and then Grimes re-recorded it with someone else. Never confirmed, but sad that they didn't collab because they could have done so much good work together. Anyway, I'm sorry, Ash Nico, I just can't play your music. I don't know why I thought I could. Maybe it's because Ash Nico, with her vulgarity, it's like so part of her brand that's like, oh yeah, like you don't even notice it. But that was scary. So we're gonna play Poppy Am I a Girl and then come back to another Salvia song. Here we go.
Depends.
That was The Man Who Watches Me Sleep demo version by Salvia. It was then later re-recorded and re-released onto her, or onto their debut album, 010011, something like that. And then I'm going to leave off with Xing Off the Days by Queen Adrina. It's not as extreme, not as transhumanist as kind of what I've been playing, but it's fun. It should still match the vibe. Up next, we have Eats Meets West by DJ Corla, so very exciting. Thank you for tuning in to the end of the Family Guy musical review in a little avant-garde 30 minutes. Here is Queen Adrina.
We'll be right back. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome. This is your host, DJ Corla, with the last edition of this quarter of East Meets West. Welcome one and all to those who have tuned in. If you're not familiar with the show, East Meets West is a show that tries to showcase and highlight music from the Middle East, South Asia, and their respective diasporas all across the world. Today, we have a bit of a mix for you in consideration of the recent holiday season that has just passed. I have some Christmas songs from the Middle East, as well as from South Asia to play for you. In addition to that, I have some songs that I've been playing for the last year or so that I think not only resonate with me personally, but are deeply meaningful and reflective of the year that has passed us. Without any further ado, I'll get into the music. If you'd like to call in, the number is 530-754-5387. That's 530-754-5387. If you'd like to request something or just ask about the music. Thank you so much, and see you on the other side.